told me to pray for the sick. That's my duty, to pray for the sick. Now, let's see. Now, just a moment. Now, don't let any more stand, if you will, so I get these prayed for, then I'll make another call. See, we want to get everyone prayed for that we possibly can. All right, Sonny, are you just about getting ready there? You can't get too many in this line, because if we do, well, we get in trouble, you see. Now, how you people standing here now, I don't know you, never seen you, you haven't got a prayer card, nothing about it, but you believe if I'll ask God, with your faith, believing, you'll get well. Do you believe it? You believe it all along? Do you believe that? Now, don't come unless you do. Because it'll harm you instead of doing you good. For the Bible said, go ye and what no more? Sin no more. How many believe the Bible says that? Well, what is sin? Unbelief. How many know that unbelief is sin? That's the only sin there is unbelief. He that believeth not is condemned already. Is that right? You're condemned. See, lying, stealing, and drinking, and so forth, that isn't sin. That's the attributes of sin. You do that because you believe not. If you believe, you don't do those things. See? That's the attribute. So now, if you're coming, come believing, or a worse thing will come upon you. Don't just come like you're coming to go through, touch a totem pole or something. Now, to the rest of you standing in the line, everyone now, let's bow our heads.
So you'll be, I'm just talking to you to find out, you're like our master was talking at the well to the woman, you understand? You read it. You've had an operation, haven't you?
Yes.
The rectal trouble.
Yes,
is that true?
That's right.
You're suffering now with something else.
Gallstones.
Mm-hmm. And the kidney trouble. Then also, you... Yes, ma'am. Is that true? I'd say that's the truth, isn't it? Yes, sir. Well, now, let's just you and I talk just a little bit again. See? When you started saying something, when I was telling you about what was your trouble, I was just watching it pass by, and just as it was speaking to me, I was speaking, and you spoke up and said something just before it got to it. Maybe he'll show me something else. And then, so it would bring your faith, you see, to a spot. I want you to be well. I want you to be well. And there's nothing I can do. Of course, I see you're wearing glasses over your eyes. The audience can see that. If I'd say, there's such a crippled man over there, was it? That, sure, there's no secret about that. Everybody looks and sees it. That boy's crippled. But... See, but you're looking well and healthy. Do you believe me to be his servant?
I do.
God's prophet?
I do.
You believe that truly God is sure revealing these things to me?
I sure do.
Thank you, sister. I believe you believe that with all your heart.
Yes.
Here's another thing. You've got a husband that's sick, haven't you?
Yes.
Doesn't he have a heart trouble?
Yes.
Isn't that right? That's right. Raise your hand.
That's what
the doctor said. That's right. I both of you go home and get well in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Thank God.
And they go. Yes. Everyone be real reverent. The woman, sometimes I've never been able in this meeting to get right into the anointing like it should be. This sways the audience. But what it was, I was trying to find something. The lady was talking and was ahead of me, you see, and I was trying to get to the things just as it was speaking, and she was speaking out. As you talk longer, of course, more things take place. We know that. The Lord bless is my sincere and humble prayer. How do you do, lady? Do you believe that you're standing under this canopy of the heavens tonight, that God who made those stars to shine out or looks down upon you? Do you believe that we are in his program today when we're trying to help the needy everywhere? Do you believe that he's started a move today like it was in the days of Noah, while people are marrying and giving in marriage and dressing immorally and acting the way they're doing? Do you believe that he's got a message going forth today that's criticized and made fun of just exactly like it was then? That's what he said would be. A very shrewd indication that we're living near the end, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You believe that God is here to make you well? You do. We're strangers, aren't we? I don't know you. But I'm talking to you just to see if something might be done. You live here, do you? Yes. All right. Then if this is our first time ever meeting here on earth, the first time we've met or saw each other here on earth, Now, you're a Christian, I know. Now, here's a woman that's a Christian from another city. Before Almighty God, who is our judge tonight, I've never seen the woman in my life, and she's never seen me as far as we ever know. We're perfect strangers. She just come up here on the platform. All right? Now, if the Holy Spirit, if I have spoken the truth about God, and Jesus Christ the same yesterday and forever, He could not heal. He only done what the Father showed Him, but the people, He knowed their hearts, knowed what they were thinking about, and what, is that right? And what they had done. See? Well, wouldn't that indicate if He would speak to this woman, you're my sister, and something of her life, I don't know what it would be, I don't know her, but something of her life, wouldn't it be a direct indication that He's here tonight? Wouldn't that be just exactly direct? And you know, I'm just a man like the rest of you. But what I'm trying to get you, church, if this little group, if God brings out the blessing, the people goes to coming, if you're really settled down and understand, then you'll know how to direct the others, you see. And when the anointing begins to sweep through the building, then you'll know how to take care of the rest of them when you hear people talking, you see. Maybe just newcomers that wouldn't understand. Now, the woman being a Christian, here we both stand before Almighty God, His Bible laying here, Him looking at us. We know nothing of each other. We're just standing here. Now, God knows both of us, doesn't He? He knows us both. Our names are written on His book. Now, the Holy Spirit would speak through here to our sister, then there would be no room at all for us to doubt anymore, would it? We just have to say it's true. I want to talk to her just a moment. And now, sister dear, as I was speaking to you a few moments ago, I want to continue to talk to you just for a moment. Now, you've read your Bible perhaps many times, and you see how He would speak. One time He said to Peter, they wanted to get some, pay some tribute money. He said, now you go to drop a hook in the water and pull out the first fish, and there's a coin in his mouth. I just wonder how that took place. What dimension did He get into it, we call it, that calls that? Now, He explained it Himself. He said the Father showed Him. That's right. Now, poor fish didn't know. He just went up there and stuck hold of the hook because God directed him up there, and God already told him He was coming. See? He said, I do nothing. The Father showed. Now, our Father still is the same God tonight, isn't He? We're still His sons and daughters. And through the grace of His only begotten Son, we are made His sons and daughters. And His Spirit was to be with us, in us, doing the same thing until He comes again, carrying on His program. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
You have quite a bit of trouble. It's a kidney trouble and a bladder affair. Isn't that right?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. And listen, there's something you're a little alarmed about. These whelps come out on you all the time. Isn't that right? I see you scratching them and rubbing them and things like that. That's a hive, like, which is nothing but just causing an acid condition out of your kidneys. That's right. I notice you, especially in the morning, sometimes you get pretty rank. And isn't that right? I see you with a dish pan or dish something there by a dish, and you turn around with rubbing from. I knew it was at morning time, you see. Yes, every time you put your hands around the water, why, it goes to affecting you. Yes. Isn't that wonderful? He'd tell you that? Is that the truth?
Yes.
Now, if that's the truth, turn around that audience with your hand up and say, that's the truth.
That's the truth. Every word.
Now, you heard me talking, didn't you? But that wasn't me. No, that was... Say, you also, I see a man appear by you. It's your husband. He's also in need of healing too, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Isn't that a rupture?
Yes.
Is that right? If that's right, raise your hand.
Yes, that's
Our Heavenly Father, I pray for them both, that You'll send this woman from here tonight, and may she go home and both she and her husband be well and live many happy years. Cursed be the disease and the afflictions of their body. And may Your great Spirit heal them both. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. God bless you, sister. Let's say, praise be to God. Praise be to God. God is, the word God means object of worship. See? And God wants to be worshipped. Jesus said, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in what? Spirit and in truth. Truth. What is truth? He said, I am the truth. And here He is tonight in our midst being truth. the Spirit vindicating His presence. He's both Spirit and truth. The woman says, that's the truth. The man says, that's the truth. Then that is truth. You have no right to doubt. Oh, isn't He wonderful? All right, would you come? Now, if you be just as reverent as you possibly can while we're praying, I know I'm taking a little too much time with each person, but I'll start hurrying up to get as many prayed for as I can. If you be just, time gets away, almost 5 minutes of closing time, so now be real reverent now, and just look this way and pray for me. Pray for me. I'm your brother. Now, you can be healed out there if you just believe. Just keep believing. And now, have faith in God. How do you do, my sister? Do you believe now with all your heart? You do. Oh, I'm so happy to know that. You have many things wrong with you. Anemia, asthma, you just broke down. Isn't that right? All just a rundown and complications. Isn't that true? That's what he said anyhow. Let's come here just a moment. God bless you, my sister. Oh, Father, as this poor little hand lays over here in mine, know that maybe it stroked back the tears from a many crying baby's eyes, rocked the cradle. Maybe in the younger days, the little baby would get hurt and come, mother, and you'd kiss away the tears and rock them away, and it'd be all right. But God, it'll take your hand to wipe the tear tonight and to rock away the thing. But thou can do it, Lord. I pray that you'll grant it. May she be healed tonight. Now lay hands upon her in Jesus' name for her healing. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go happy, rejoice. Be thankful to God and you'll get well. Let's say thanks be to God. Come on, baby. Do you believe, sister, with all your heart, if the Holy Spirit will reveal to me just what your trouble is, one thing, will you accept your healing? You have a tumor. Is that right? That's right. All right. Now go believe with all your heart and you'll get well. God bless this woman who I bless in Jesus Christ's name. May she be healed. Amen. Have faith, everybody. All right. You believe, sister? You do. Are we strangers to each other? If the Holy Spirit would tell me just what your trouble is, just go like you said to the woman. Go get your husband. That settled it. See? She said he told me everything, but he didn't. He only told her one thing. But he could have told her everything if God would have showed him. But if he just tell me what's wrong with you without any farther going into your family or your back life or anything, would you just accept him as your healer tonight? You have one of the most dangerous diseases there is in the world. Kills more people than anything else. Heart trouble. Is that right? Will you accept your healing now? Lord Jesus, I pray that you heal our sister. May she go from here tonight and get well. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask it. Amen. You know, you promised me you'd believe. Now go rejoicing, thanking God for your healing. That's the way you get healed, is thanking God for your healing. How do you do, sister? You believe the same way she does. You believe? There's somebody right in there who's got a blood condition. It's that woman sitting right there, I think. Isn't that right, sister? Kind of anemic or... is that right? I see you light kept coming over you and hanging over. It seemed like a dripping in the blood. Like a, yes, stand up. I believe you're healed right there, sister. I believe you're healed. You just then. God bless you. I could see it. I couldn't tell where it's at. It's kind of a darkening condition over there, and I couldn't tell just what it was. He's moved twice. He moved from the platform, go right out and hang over that woman there, and I could see like blood moving. I couldn't tell what it was. He's standing here, look to you. It's hard to see you because it's kind of a dark in there, but I... Now, sister, if the Holy Spirit that can stand here and tell that woman there what's wrong with her, if he tell what's wrong with you, would you accept your healing?
Yes,
you'd accept your healing, go out of here and say you're healed. Is that right? You suffer with cancer. Is that right? Then go do what you said. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may she be healed. God bless you. All right, come. Do you believe with all your heart, sir? If God would just speak and say what was wrong with you, would you believe and accept your healing? On that basis, say... First, God's Word says so. And the next thing, the confirmation of the Holy Spirit would mean me. Is that right? Then it'd be for your case. Is that right? Is that true? Diabetes. That's right. Is that right? God bless you then. Go and be made well. Father, I pray that you'll heal the man in Jesus' name. May he never have to take insulin and may he get well right away and his doctor pronounce him cured in Jesus' name. God bless you, my brother. All right, sir. Your back trouble, haven't you, sister? All right, sir. Now go and be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Have faith in God. Can you believe him? Anybody out there that if you believe him, God will bring it to pass. Just have faith. Let your faith rise up now and say, Lord, you're here. If I know anything about God, if you have judged me right to be his servant, the Holy Spirit's moving across this audience now. See? Anything can take place. Only thing you have to do is believe. All right, come, lady. I see you sitting there with your blanket on, you sitting down there. Could have called you before you come here and told you that tumor would leave you. Do you believe it? Do you believe it?
Amen.
God bless you. Then go and receive your healing in Jesus' name. God bless you, young lady. You're a very young girl to be suffering the way you are. You have diabetes. That's bad when it's, is that right? In a child. But you believe Jesus stands here now? You believe he's here at this platform? You accept your healing? Say, Lord God, I'm going to be well. You do? Lord God, I rebuke the diabetes in the name of Jesus Christ. May it leave this child and may she get well. God bless you. See what your doctor says, Nick. All right. Of course, your back trouble, sir. Go and get well also. And God bless you. Go make it. All right. Let's say thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Have faith now. Don't doubt. And God will bring it to pass. Amen. All right. Come, lady. You'll be healed as of yourself, don't you? You got a little girl at once. Is that right? Also, go both of you get well. God bless you. Go and make it. Let's say praise be to God. You believe with all your heart. God bless you. You believe in how God is here to make you? Go ahead. God bless you. Be made. Yes, sir. Both of you. Go and be made well in the name of the Lord. Sir, I see a man sitting right back there that seems to be a dark circle. He's sitting right here looking towards me. Kind of a second man in that row sitting right back there. He's got a very strange thing. It's he's wanting to get rid of something. It's an evil spirit. And just when that man walked and jumped from here, I thought it went to that. But don't you, have you got kind of a spirit that you kind of have a lust or something that you want to get over? Isn't that right? Stand up to your feet. He ridded you of that right then, brother. You're healed. Go home. The Lord Jesus. Let's see, did you have a prayer card, sir? You didn't have a prayer card. Well, you don't have to have a prayer card. Just have faith. Is that the end? Do the rest of you want to be healed? Do you believe, have you counted this right? Do you judge me right to be telling you the truth? Has God vindicated it's the truth? I'm your brother, and I've got to answer someday before God for you. Isn't that right? Now, there's not a person in here but what Jesus Christ has already healed. See? Now, he just does this to bring up your faith. Now, you do something for me, will you? How many sick people's in here? Raise your hand. That's sick. Now, you look and see whose hand next to you. Lay your hand over on one another. Will you do that? If God will hear my prayer here at the platform, he'll hear it all out through the audience there. Don't you think so? Now, let's bow our heads just a moment. Almighty God, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life, giver of every good gift, I bring this audience of people to you tonight in this sitting here in this shivering weather. You see their hands laying on each other. Come out of them, Satan. Leave every one of them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, just a moment ago, you started fading away and then you come back. I knew that you was a Christian because I've seen you praying. You were kneeling praying somewhere. You were praying about this meeting. And you said if you could ever get here to the platform, in your prayer, asked if you could be, that you'd be made well. Is that your prayer? Yes, sir. Now see, God can reveal your prayer. You suffer with, it's a tumor. You have a tumor. And the tumor is in the stomach. Is that right? It's causing, yeah. Then you also, you have some kind of attacks like I believe it's gallbladder or something. You get severely sick like that, I feel. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Is that true?
That's true.
You are a person that you're against medical aid. You don't fool with doctors, do you? You just trust God for it. Isn't that right?
Right.
I can see you. I've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you convinced that Jesus Christ is rose from the dead and is here tonight making itself manifest to make you well.
Sure.
You believe that? You won't have to say nothing else but just ask Him now, and you believe. Is that right? Does the audience believe that? Now, right now, I don't know what I told the woman, what was said to her. It was a vision. But they tell me after the service is over what taken place. But I know something taking place. Now, what you heard my voice, but it wasn't me talking. Because I was somewhere else, and whatever was, I was in another place somewhere. But it was it the truth?
That's the truth.
If was that the truth, if it was, raise up your...
Yeah.
All right, then. He said, the things that I do shall you also. And that's what He did. Now, something in the supernatural realm has spoken to you tonight through mortal lips. Is that right? Revealing your life to you, whatever it was, and what was wrong. Now, do you believe that the Lord Jesus has sent me to pray for you?
Yes, I do.
Come here. Our Heavenly Father, as we bow in Thy presence humbly as men and women, our heart goes out in deep sympathy for the sick and the needy. And God, in the midst of criticisms and everything, Thou hast taken us through every storm, Lord. And in that great day when we stand there, we want to show battle scars that we've been on the battlefield. Now our sister stands here needy. Thou knowest her condition. You know what's wrong with her, Lord. We do not. Thou knowest. And Thou hast revealed to her the things of her life. And I pray that You heal her. Now, this is Thy word. You said, they'll lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. And the affectionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now, we're not righteous in that we're sinless, but a righteous man is one who confesses his sins to a righteous and holy God and believes by faith. I ask for her healing in the name of Your child, Jesus. Amen. God bless you, sister. Now, look. If God could was in your life, He can reveal what will be in your life. Is that right? You're going to get well. So you can go now and believe it all. How do you do, lady? I don't suppose that we know each other. Yes, ma'am. Well, I just know I've never seen you, and I just want to talk to you just a moment as your brother. And no doubt that you're in need, or you wouldn't be up here. And if you're up here, I trust God to make you well. And I do all I could. I can pray for you. But I believe that our Lord Jesus, when He spoke to me many years ago, about 7 years, and told me to go and pray for the sick people and get them to believe that nothing would stand before the prayer. Well, that's been confirmed around the world many times. Scientific and everything. There's a little difference. You have had some trouble, or you've just been to a doctor or something. I see you as you've taken some kind of a treatment or something. It comes with a needle. It's an injection. Isn't that right? And you've taken several of them. I believe that's SR penicillin. Is that right? I heard Him when He said it. Mm-hmm. And it's for some kind of an infection in the kidneys. Isn't that right? I see it in the kidneys. And don't you also have a female condition, trouble. Isn't that right? And He won't, that's up for an operation for that. Is that true? Now, is that the truth?
Yes, that's the truth. But the doctors, I went to two different doctors, and that's what they both told me.
You believe if we'll ask our Lord Jesus, myself, and all these believing Christians tonight, that God will let you get well, sister?
Yes, I do.
All right. Come here just a moment. Our Lord, we come to You in the name of the Lord Jesus for this poor little woman who stands here in need. Thou can make her well. And Thou alone can do this. We are not sufficient, Lord. The only thing that we can do is bring the gospel, and the gospel is the word plus the power. Gospel came in power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Lord God of heaven,
Creator of all good things, I pray your blessings to this woman. And as I lay hands upon her as a believer, signifying that I believe that she's worthy of the blessings that I'm asking for, I pray that her faith will mount up and may she be healed. May she get well and live a good long life. For your glory I ask in Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go now. May the Lord Jesus be with you. Well, I don't know you. I believe we may be strangers. We're strangers. Yes, ma'am. Well, then, your life is... Poor lady. What's these people sitting here, the ladies? It's right here. You love the Lord, do you? Aren't you needy, too, of prayer? Isn't there some sort of a... your body swells at times. Isn't that right? Or something is a kind of like a dropsy, isn't it? A heart condition. Isn't that right? You want to accept your healing? You believe that Jesus will make you well? You do? Just stand up to your feet just a moment. Stand up to your feet. Let's bow our heads. Father, I pray that you help her. Seeing the Spirit of the Lord move that way to this poor woman, maybe she is in more need than we think of, and I pray that you will have mercy on her and heal her. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you, sister. She kind of felt sympathetic for the woman. Yes. That's fine that you would do that. That the Lord would bless you. There's still some connection with this woman and that woman who just sat down over there standing here. Let me talk to you just a moment, if you will. Do you believe that the things that you see done comes from God? It has to, doesn't it? Oh, yes. You have an infection also. Isn't that right? Uh-huh. Did you have an infection or something there? That's where it was at. See, the lady was healed, and the demon that was doing that was screaming out, you see, for mercy. This one here was calling the same thing. See, it's just like you've got to have a cooperative faith. Jesus put the people out that didn't believe. Where unbelief is, you can do nothing. You can't even preach the gospel. You can't even talk where there's unbelief on it. It takes faith. And they try to unite themselves together and call one to another. And that's what it is. You've also had a great nervous condition, haven't you? Have you had a break or something like that? A nervous break? A breakdown? I see that you've been very... See, aren't you something like a... You're a preacher of some sort, aren't you? Kind of a... Yes, you are. And is it with something like the Salvation Army or something like that? Isn't that true? And your husband has some kind of a position in there, kind of a... You look up to him, something like some officer in the... ranks. Is that true? The Lord bless you. Come here.
49 years
Lord God, Creator of heavens and earth, who sent thy Son Jesus to the earth, and now has raised him up from the dead after the cruel sins of the world crucified him, and he appears here with us tonight in the same revelation that he's always been. The Father shows him he works, and he works hitherto. A little while, he said, in the world seeth me no more, yet ye shall see me. Oh, God, make me one of these. Ye shall see me, for I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Bless this woman who I bless in thy Son's name. May she go home and be well and happy, and serve many days yet in the kingdom. For Jesus Christ's sake, I ask it in his name. Amen. Sister, now, I don't remember just what your case was, but in prayer, I noticed that you are going to be all right. Now, you go on. Just, you do as I tell you, and you'll be all right. You go away from here tonight just as happy as you can be. And just be happy and testifying. See, he's the high priest of your confession. He wants you to believe it. Accept your healing now. You do. And then go away testifying. Say, thank the Lord for my healing. Go on. He'll just go away from you and it'll be gone. See?
He gave me a promise someday. He said,
that's right.
I've heard your prayers and I've seen your tears and I'll heal you.
God bless you, my sister.
And I said, if I can ever get to Brother Ben's meeting and then pray for him, I believe I'll be well.
Amen. That's the reason your faith has done that. God bless you, sister. May he help you and bless you. Now, just go like you. Never had nothing wrong with you. Just bless God and be thankful. How do you do, sir? Do you believe that the Lord Jesus is here to heal you and to make you well? I believe that. If you believe that with all your heart, the diabetes will leave you. You believe it? God bless you. And Lord Jesus, may he go tonight, and may this diabetic condition leave his body, and may he be a well man because of his faith. I ask in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, my brother. Go be happy, rejoicing now, and thanks be to God for his great blessings. All right, sir. Are you believing? Then hold faith in God. How do you do, sir? We are just strangers to each other, are we, sir? Do you believe that the works of the Lord are to be manifested in all ages? That he is the same yesterday, today, and forever? That he truly rose from the dead and lives among man tonight? You believe that? That before the world was formed, he ordained different things to take place. And some of them you see done tonight. Is that right, sir? You believe that? You are very much broken down. Your health is broken down. Many things are wrong with you. I see you, my brother. Looks like you're coughing a whole lot. Something wrong. It's in your throat. No, it's an asthmatic condition. Is that right? Haven't you a bunch of children? I see them at your, about five or six little fellows. Six. And your wife is a sick woman, isn't she? She has a kidney trouble. Something wrong in the kidneys, I know. Is that true? Look. Do you have faith to believe that I be God's servant? Now, here's your trouble, brother. You once used to go to church as a Christian man, and you fall away from that, haven't you? Is that right? You went back on God. If he'll heal you and your family, would you promise that you'll serve him and go back to church? Come here to me. Father, I pray for mercy for this, our brother, who is in need. And I ask you to be merciful to him, to heal his body, make him well, send him along the road rejoicing. Now, as your servant, I lay hands upon him in commemoration of the word of our Lord. The last words that fell from his sacred lips as he left the world, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, speak with new tongues, take up serpents or drink anything that will not harm them, and if they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. God grant it to our brother in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God be with you, brother. Go rejoicing in heaven. Do you believe? Well, bless your little heart. Do you like to go to Sunday school? That's fine. You've been having some trouble, haven't you, honey? Isn't it in the head? Kind of a brain condition. Parent of child near? You understand what I'm speaking of, lady? That is the truth, isn't it? Well, you understand that I know and been to a doctor and some things that's been taking place, and the child needs divine help from God. The doctor's doing all that he knows how to do. God bless him for what he has done and what knowledge he has to do, but it'll have to come now from greater power than his knowledge. But have faith. I believe the child will get well. Come here, sweet. Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, I hold to my bosom this darling baby who Satan has determined to do this evil to. Hear the prayer of your servant. Lord, this child is yet young. Its faith would be small, of course, now it's a baby. But Father, with the faith of thy servants here, help me, dear God, to have power over this evil one. And Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, leave the child. You might have hid from the doctor, but you won't hide from God. He knows right where you are. And you leave the child and come out of her. I adjure thee by Jesus, the Son of the living God, that you depart from the child. I bless thee, my little sister. As a servant of the Lord Jesus, I bless you in his name that you will get well and serve God all the days of your life. Now, I want to ask you something, honey. Do you believe now that you're going to be well? You will. God bless you. There's something. Oh, yes. Now, what you're here for is merely a lift of faith. See? Now, your condition is nervousness. And you're breaking and going down all the time. Now, I asked him, if I'm not mistaken, you would share a few nights ago and was prayed for. As your brother, you are a mother also, aren't you? Now, you come here from a distance to be prayed for. And the only thing I can do is ask. Now, I want you to do this. You are sure to die if you remain in the conditions you are now. You can't live but a little while. And now, that's known. Even your doctor knows that. Now, you've got to do this, lady. You've got to get up above that. See, your way of thinking. See, you're down here thinking you're going. But you've got to rise up here where you think you're going to stay. See? You've got to get above it. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, that's not, if you want to call it psychology, but it's whatever you want to say, it's the truth. But now the thing of it is, you can't come up here unless you got faith in something will bring you up here. That's right. Now look, as the lepers that laid at the gate, they said, why do we sit here till we die? If we go in the city, we're going to die. If we stay here, we're going to die. But if we go down to the Samaritans, if they kill us, we're just going to die anyhow. So if we save us, we live. So they rose up and went down there to that camp, and God rewarded their faith. Is that right? And they didn't only save themselves, they saved the whole city of Samaria, didn't they? Now, you're not invited tonight to go to the enemy's camp. You're invited to come to the Father's house where he's waiting for you. Would you believe? Here. Lady, it's your life, you see. I can only, as his prophet, I can tell you what started it. But I can't, it turns black in front of me. It's plain according to your faith. I can't have faith for you no more than just as long as my gift will carry what I'm talking about. But it takes your individual faith, like anyone else. Your faith in saving grace, anything. But you can be well if you just throw aside everything and grind on into it. Do you believe? Yes. Do you believe if I'll ask God to make that evil leave you, that it'll be gone from you? And you go home and get well and you rise up in strength. Well, I've seen people that you look like a big, strong, healthy woman the size of them, and then eat up with cancer is now living because they had faith in God. Now, bow your heads, if you will. It's mental nervousness.
Can I believe when I feel like I'm going to like I'm dying all the time.
See, that's, you must believe regardless of anything, see? You never go to your feeling, you go to your faith, see? That's where the lacking of it is, sister dear. I want you to be well, see? But, see, it's a mental disturbance all the time. You must just keep saying, thank you, Lord, for my healing. Thank you, Lord. How you feeling? Wonderful. Thank God for my healing. You just keep on like that, you get well. See what I mean? That's where you climb up over the ripples there. It's a battle. You've got to fight before you have victory, you see. Lord Jesus, bless this woman who I lay hands on and say to this evil spirit, you're exposed. God rebuke thee in the name of his Son, Christ Jesus. May you leave the woman. Come out of her. And may she go and be well. God in heaven grant this blessing through Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Look. Pick up your feet now. Thank you, Lord. Raise up my hands. Thank you, Lord. Now I'm feeling fine. That's God. Sometimes evil spirits want to hold on, but if you, as less of the people say, they have to leave in the presence, that's true. But when they get away, they'll return. You see, if the patient can have enough faith to take the thing away itself, much the better. All right. You don't deal with that anemia condition? Say, I'll thank you, Lord. I go off the platform, rejoice, and say, praise be to God. Lady, you want to get over the heart trouble? Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
that's right. Now, just a moment. That lady sitting right there had heart trouble, too. Sitting right there. That got heart trouble and a stomach trouble with it. Isn't that right, lady? Yes, sir. Is that right? You was healed at the same time she was. Both of you, it was caused from a stomach condition. It's not really a heart trouble. What it is gas on the stomach. When you lay down, it's worse than ever. Is that right? Flutters and goes on. Both of you, is that right? See, it's stomach trouble with both of you is what was doing it. And the devil screamed out for mercy. The lady sitting right in that next seat there has sinus trouble, too, don't you, lady? You want to get over that? God bless you. I see right here sitting behind her there is a lady sitting there that keeps holding the side of her breath. She's got a hurting and burning in her breath. Is that right, lady? That's trying to be a demon come in there. You accept your healing now? Raise up your hands and say, I accept my healing. That's right. God bless you. Then go home and be well. Amen. You don't feel that arthritis sitting over there against that post, lady? You believe that God will heal you of the arthritis? If you do, you can be healed if you want to accept it. If you do, God will make you well. There's that lady right out here, this gallbladder trouble sitting there. You want to get over them gallbladder attacks, lady, sitting around the end of the road? You do? All right. You can have it. God bless you. It's moving all over the building now, everywhere. That lady sitting right next to you has got nervous trouble. Is that right? Accept it. That's the way he'll be healed. God bless you. Believe. Come, lady. Don't get over that nervous trouble the same as she had back there. You'll heal while she's sitting there, right there in the chair. Go right on and get healed. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Come here, lady. Come here to me just a moment. You'll get over the arthritis and be made well. Stomp your feet up and down. Go right on off the floor. Why don't you receive healing now? It's all over the building ready for you. The whole thing, the spirit of the loyal living God is moving. Come to bring lady on. Come on, lady. You know, now, if you want to get over your arthritis too? Female trouble and arthritis. All right. Jerk your feet up and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for my healing. I go off the platform just rejoicing and happy. Then praise be to God. You want to get over your sicknesses? Just ask God and God will give it to you right now. Look there, young lady. You want to get over stomach trouble? If you do, say, go home and eat what you want to. You're healed now. Go on, believe God. Let's say thanks be to God. You'll get over heart trouble? Just go say thank you, Lord, for my healing. Every one of you want to be healed? God is sure to make every one of you well. You believe it? Stand to your feet. Almighty God, send our blessings upon this people. Heal them, everyone. I cast away the evil spirit of this building away from these people in Jesus Christ's name. Come out, Satan. Raise up your hands now. Give me praise. Thank you for your healing. Come here, preacher.